ThomasGod.net.
Hello, Brother Thomas.
Hey, Sister Mary.
Brother Thomas, in reviewing our studies on hell, I'm wondering, who's going to hell?
That's a good question, Sister Mary. Who goes to hell? Well, I guess we need to start off with Revelation chapter 20 and kind of go backward, start from the end and go to the beginning. If you have your Bible, turn to Revelation chapter 20. And here we see the great judgment day of those who don't know Christ as their Lord and Savior. Notice what it says, starting with verse 11. And it says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Now understand that in verse 11 where it says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them." Remember, we talked about how the earth will exist no more, and that it will no longer exist, but it shall be totally destroyed, and there is a new earth. Well, this is that place. But before the earth was totally destroyed, the dead, with those who were in hell, were resurrected, and they now stand in this scene. They now stand before the throne of God, to where God shall judge them. Now notice, I want to make this statement here. We talked about it, how that hell is only a temporary holding place for the dead, just like a jail. And when that day of the last judgment shall come, then they shall be brought out of the jail, and then they shall receive their due reward for having denied Christ, and then they shall be cast in the lake of fire. The lake of fire and hell are not the same place, because notice that the earth was to completely destroyed, but the lake of fire now exists. So whoever was cast into hell, shall all those who were in hell in the center of the earth will also be cast in the lake of fire. Therefore, we need to understand that whoever shall be cast in the lake of fire, they were cast into hell. And the question is, who are those who were cast into hell? Well, whatever the conditions were for being cast into the lake of fire, the same conditions would be held true for those who were cast into hell, or into the center of the earth. So notice that the earth has fled away and no longer exists. Read verse 12, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened." Now notice, there's more than three or four books here. Notice it says the books, plural, were opened. And then it gives another book, a book that is singular. It says, which is the book of life. So one, it is books, plural, and then there is one book, singular, and it is known as the book of life. "And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works." Those who came out of hell and now stand before the great white throne judgment to be judged and sentenced and cast in the lake of fire, notice that they were judged based according as to what was written in the books, not the book of life, singular, but the books, plural. Let's continue. Verse 13, "And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works." Notice the word hell here. The word hell here is the underworld. It means underworld, or the unseen world. It is talking about Abraham's bosom. Not Abraham's bosom. It's talking about that place of torment that we talked about that is in the center of the earth, where those who don't know Christ as their Lord and Savior, when they die, they go to a place called torment, where there is fire and where there is no water, which is in the center of the earth. So here it is saying that the sea gave up those that were cast into the sea, their bodies were cast in the sea, they were resurrected out of the sea. Here also, death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, the grave, and those who were down in hell or in the place called torment, the dead came up out of them as well. They were resurrected. Now these bodies for which they have are the old bodies for which they died in. They are not brand new bodies like the believer shall have. Verse 14, it says, and death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. In other words, all those who died and went to hell or went to the center of the earth to a place called torment, they were judged. They were judged, but everyone that went to hell also went into the lake of fire. Notice what it says in verse 14, and death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death. Now that's important. We're going to talk about that. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. So if your name isn't in the book of life, there's a book in heaven, and if your name is not written by God in the book of life, then when you die, then you shall go to hell, and then from hell, in the great day of judgment, you shall be cast in the lake of fire, if your name is not written in that book. So we must ask our questions, how do we get our name in this book? That is a question that we've got to ask. And also, I want to talk about death, okay? Because there's another verse that I want to go to. But before we go to there, go to Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. And it says this, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Okay, there again, verse 27, only those who can enter the New Jerusalem and even live upon the New Earth, or only those whose names are written in the book of life. Okay? Let us go to Exodus 32:32, and let us see what it says there. In Exodus 32:32, Exodus, let's see, 32:32, it says this. It says, and Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever has sinned against me will I blot out of my book. The book that is referring to is the book of life. There are other verses in Scripture which talk about the name being blotted out. I believe, and I think it's correct, that when you're born, your name is written in the book of life. But it can be blotted out. And the only thing that can blot it out is if you die and you never accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then your name will be erased out of the book of life. When you're first born into this world, I believe your name is there. And I believe it stays there until the day you take your last breath. And then after you take your last breath, if you have rejected God's sacrifice, which was His Son, for your sins, then your name is blotted out of the book of life. And in the end, on that great day of judgment, because if you die without Christ, then you go to the center of the earth, which is known as hell or torment, and then you shall stand before God, and He shall open up the book, singular, and look in the book. And if your name is not written in that book, if it has been blotted out because you did not accept Christ during your lifetime here upon this earth, then you shall be cast into the lake of fire, which is the final place of death where death exists, or the final place of punishment. So notice what he says here. He says, God said, because Moses was trying to intervene for the children of Israel, and he was saying, you know, don't blot their name out, but blot my name out instead. But God gives the answer, And he says that anyone, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Well, notice the word sin. Of course, we've understood that the word sin means disobedience. And we've talked about that sin behavior, which is hatred, bitterness, envying, strife, jealousy. Anybody that has created gossip or slander or has fuss and fault, any of those things and more. If anybody has committed any of those things, being disobedient to your authority, murdered in the heart, or found covetous and found wanting, robbery, adultery, fornication, any of those things, that person will... that person's name will be blotted out of the book of life. You know, so if God says, if anyone who has sinned, their name shall be blotted out, turn to Romans for just a moment. Because who has sinned? Well, we've studied sin, I think, quite extensively here for months now, but turn to Romans 3. And look at verse 3:23. It says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." There's not a person alive that hasn't been born, that has not been angry at somebody. That's already sinned. You know, there's not a person alive that hasn't been jealous or been fearful or that hasn't disobeyed some form of authority, that hasn't fussed and fought, that hasn't been covetous within the heart, desiring things that are not yours. That has been bitter enough to want in your heart to have committed murder already. See, there's not a person alive that isn't. We're all born sinners. Over in Psalms, it says that you know, we were born in iniquity, and in our mother's womb were we conceived, you know, in iniquity and sin. We're born into this world as sinners already. And therefore, if we're already born into this world as sinners, if something doesn't happen at the time, from the time of your birth to the time that you die, if something doesn't happen, you're already destined for hell. Just simply because what God said to Moses, anyone that has sinned against me, their name shall be blotted out of the book of life. Well, if that's true, man doesn't stand a chance. If something doesn't happen to change something in his lifetime while he's yet given life to live here upon this earth, if there's some way that his relationship with God isn't changed, since we're birthed with this sin nature, there's not a person alive that isn't going to hell. We're all going to go to hell. There's not a person that doesn't deserve not to go to hell. We've all been angry. We've all been jealous. We've all treated each other in that sinful behavior, method, and way. We've all been angry at one another. We've all gossiped or slandered and ridiculed and put down and cut down and murdered in our hearts and stolen within our hearts and stolen literally. We've all done those things. And there's not a person alive that's been born that has not done those things. So you see, we're destined for hell automatically just by being born into this world, because there's a person that has not sinned. There's not one of us that has not sinned. And since that's the case, there's only one place for man, and that is he can live his life here upon this earth, but after that, he's going to go to hell. Unless something happens to change his destiny, he's going to go to hell. And when he dies, he's going to go to the center of the earth, and he's going to be tormented until the day of judgment. And then when the day of judgment comes, he shall be taken out of hell and shall stand before the great white throne of God. And there the book of life shall be opened, and his name shall be searched for, but it shall not be found, only in the empty space where it once was. But because he died in his sin, his name was blotted out after he died, and now he shall be cast into the lake of fire. Who shall stand before God? Justified? None.
Please make it a point to listen next week to the conclusion to this message.